A battle is brewing over signatures on Florida's abortion ballot petition. While Florida's Republican leadership questions some of the signatures' validity.
Anyone that is trying to commit fraud in this process absolutely should be held accountable.
Hello, Miami Dade!
Abortion rights advocates are calling the efforts voter intimidation.
The government is using the hands of power to intimidate voters by knocking on people's doors at all hours of the day and night to verify their signatures.
If 60% of Florida voters vote yes on Amendment 4 in November, Florida's current law banning most abortions after 6 weeks would change to the point of viability, roughly 24 weeks. The petition to get Amendment 4 on the ballot to begin with had nearly a million signatures verified by the Florida Division of Elections in January. But 7 months later in July, Brad McVeigh with the Florida Department of State sent this letter, along with suspected fraudulent petitions, to Florida's law enforcement, saying some of the above-named circulators also signed petitions on behalf of individuals who were deceased at the time the petition was allegedly signed. Now, some of those who really did sign are finding police at their door. NBC News spoke with Fort Myers resident Isaac Menashe, who told us a detective showed up at his home. Writing in part in a post, "The experience left me shaken. What troubled me was he had a folder on me containing my personal information, about 10 pages. Troubling that so much resources were devoted to this."
All right, Sandy Rios with you. Wow. This is an issue that's brewing nationwide. You hear me talk about it a lot. The reason I'm so fervent about it is because I see the needle moving toward the hatred of life, toward the love of abortion on the left. Young girls persuaded, you know, being registered to vote, running out and, you know, voting for these ballot initiatives, which are changing the landscape of states, changing them deeply. When you have a situation where parents are no longer, the state laws requiring parental notification or permission are negated. When you have an amendment to the Constitution, do you understand that's something that's really hard to remove? It's not like a state law. When you have them making it possible by deceptive wording to have abortion for all 9 months, and that is exactly what they're doing all the time, appealing to freedom, appealing to the whole notion of government interference. It's confusing and it's working, and so that's why you hear me turn the temperature up on my addressing this issue. Well, Florida is one of those states in the upcoming election on November the 5th where there is a ballot initiative that's having great success, and it's very confusing. This is a pro-life state, one of the most pro-life states in the union. That's where the Choose Life license plates were initiated. So I hope that you'll stay tuned today. I'm going to talk to a doctor who knows all about this, a doctor in Florida, and he will tell us what the truth is about this Amendment 4 and what we should do about it. As a matter of fact, those of you that are residents of Florida, you have friends in Florida, and also other states which are facing similar initiatives on the November 5th election. Very clever to put this on a ballot with this, a presidential election. You know, the highest turnout of any election in the year. And here it is. This is Amendment 4 in Florida. We'll talk about it in just a second. Let me remind you that abortion has remained the world's leading cause of death for the fifth consecutive year in 2023, despite the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Tragically, this total is greater than the number of deaths attributed to the next seven causes of death combined. And sadly, with the abortion pill accounting for over 60% of all abortions, babies' lives are at an even greater risk now. And that's why the need for preborn. Preborn reaches the moms to show them their babies inside the womb via these ultrasounds. They reach them not only to save the life of the baby, but also save the heart and sometimes the life of the mother herself. If you would like to help, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. You know you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, Truth Social. You can find us on YouTube also. Sometimes we do things on camera. You can go to AFR.net and listen to the podcast. That is Home Base American Family Radio. You can go to sandyrios.com and find it, or you can go to any podcast platform. All right. Well, my special guest is Dr. John Littell today, who is an expert on this. He knows all about women's issues. He's written a book about it. He sees patients about it. He is a leading physician, a controversial, because he really believes in doing what's right. He stands out. He's a leader among men in the physician community. Some of them hate him and some of them love him, but you're going to hear from him today. I love him. And you're going to hear what he has to say about Amendment 4 on today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness. That we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
Most people agree there comes a time in every pregnancy when it's just too late for an abortion. Good people can disagree about when to draw that line. But Amendment 4 erases it. The word viability, never defined. The word doctor, never used. Amendment 4 even eliminates parental consent for minors. That's not an accident. That's their plan. Abortions at any time, for almost any reason. No doctors. No limits. Vote no on Amendment 4.
All right, Sandy Rios with you on Sandy Rios 24/7. There is an amendment around the country. There are several states that are dealing with this. In fact, it's already been dealt with in several states. And it's an amendment to the Constitution that really codifies abortion in the most shocking way. And yet the wording is always innocuous. And so we're going to talk about that specifically in Florida. There's an amendment on the Florida ballot on November the 5th that would codify abortion. And I think most Floridians don't really know about it. There's millions of dollars flowing into Florida to get this passed. And, of course, it's a pattern. As I said, it's happened in Ohio. It's happened in Michigan. Now it's happening in Florida. So I've asked Dr. John Littell to join us this morning. He's a board-certified family physician. He went to George Washington University. He served in the U.S. Army. He has practice in Kissimmee and Ocala, Florida. He was on the faculty of UCF School of Medicine, president of the County Medical Society. He was chief of staff at the Florida Hospital. He's the author of a book called Hidden Truth, Deception in Women's Healthcare. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Littell.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. Yes, it's always good to be with you. And you know, the book, The Hidden Truth, Deception in Women's Healthcare, really sums up a lot of what this Amendment 4 is about, which is, as you said earlier, it is about deception. There's not an ounce of truth in anything that they're putting out on their commercials about Florida as it is now. They're trying to attack the six-week law, which I'll get into, and actually without any factual information about what really is happening with pregnancies throughout. And this is something that would, as you say, codify abortion through 9 months of pregnancy, and it's just unconscionable and should be unacceptable to every Floridian that's listening.
Okay, well, let's do our best to break it down because, you know, I just think it is information. It's lack of information, Dr. Littell. I just was looking at what they're saying about this amendment. I'll read to you what the proponents of Amendment 4 are saying. Florida's dangerous abortion ban threatens to jail doctors for treating their patients, bans abortion before many women even realize they're pregnant, has no real exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the woman, forces women to wait until the brink of death to get care, threatens to jail doctors for treating their patients. Yeah, well, this is a repeat, but that's what they're saying. Florida's dangerous abortion ban. Is this true? Is any of this true?
Well, you know, obviously the answer is no, and here's the deal. The only doctor they can trudge out and put on television, this gray-haired old OBGYN, and I don't have anything against gray-haired doctors, I'm one myself, but he's not even a practicing physician in the state of Florida, and he's talking about, I could be put into jail. No doctor will be put into jail for doing anything that's not illegal. And right now in the state of Florida, we have exceptions that are real exceptions for rape, incest, life of the mother, which, you know, frankly, never really happens. I delivered babies for 25 years. I still do fertility care, take care of lots of moms and babies, just put it that way. And the idea that a mother's life would be in danger is the only time I've seen it happen in my 35 years is in the very first trimester of abortion, where a mother has a miscarriage, essentially, or she's having an active miscarriage and we need intervention to stop her from bleeding to death. And that's the situation where ultimately the baby would have died anyway and we're saving the life of the mother. But there is no way that any doctor would be put in jail for taking care of a mom who's pregnant. And the current law, as I said, has exceptions. They're saying they have to wait till the mother's on the brink of death. That is absolutely, first of all, it's ridiculously untrue. There's no situation in obstetrics where a mother's on the brink of death, and then all of a sudden we intervene, all right? They have been putting out stories about women who had ectopic pregnancies, which are tubal pregnancies, pregnancies that occur outside the womb. And, yeah, those are situations where they're often undiagnosed or misdiagnosed, and those mothers can die, frankly. But that's a misdiagnosis. That has nothing to do with abortion laws. In Texas, they were talking about it. They were saying, is ectopic pregnancy now banned? And I'm like, what? That's just a purely stupid question, because pregnancies happen. You can't ban pregnancy, you know. So pregnancies happen wherever they happen, you know. And some end up in miscarriages. Some end up with ectopics. End up with healthy babies in the womb. And in those situations, if the women have been raped, if it's a product of incest, if it's sex trafficked women, they're actually allowing the exceptions to go beyond 6 weeks. You know, I'm obviously not a fan of any of that, but this is just, they had to do something to appease the folks that wanted the exceptions. And so the exceptions are in Florida state law right now.
And there is a 6 week ban in Florida. The law is that there's a ban at 6 weeks for abortion, but the exceptions can happen after 6 weeks, right?
Exactly. So, for example, women. I just went to a pro-life banquet in Orlando, Florida, just 2 nights ago. And yes, the women's pregnancy centers are seeing more women coming in right after their positive pregnancy test. Some of them are concerned that they can't have the abortion, the elective abortion, because they realize if the baby's heart is beating and it's 6 weeks or longer, that in the state of Florida, they cannot have an abortion. Well, guess what, guys? That's the law, and that's the law that we wanted in the state of Florida. We don't want women using abortion as birth control, all right? We don't want babies dying because the mother is unexpectedly pregnant. And anyone who's listening knows that unexpected pregnancies, geez, you know, we have five children. Every one of our five kids was an unexpected pregnancy. So, you know, very few people have planned pregnancies all the time. And it is not always at the best and most convenient time. And the beauty of the women's pregnancy centers, which Florida, by the way, is the most generous state at supporting, these pregnancy centers support those women and the fathers through unexpected pregnancies and beyond, you know, for the first 3 years of the baby's life. They're putting women through college and nursing school and, you know, whatever they need to do to help them get on their feet. And these are the women that I see at all of these banquets around the state of Florida. When I get to go to these celebratory occasions to see these moms come up, we had a family, African-American family, about 20 of them come up on Saturday for the big reveal of their baby that they had thought about aborting, and now she's got this beautiful little girl in her womb. You know, we see this day in and day out. Everyone who's listening should know that Planned Parenthood's greatest target is the Black population and the Hispanic population. That's 90% of the people that we see in the abortion clinics and in the pregnancy centers. Planned Parenthood started as a eugenicist organization by Margaret Sanger to weed out the undesirables in society. You just have to do your research on that. We all know that Hitler was a fan of Margaret Sanger. And these eugenicists continue to this day in the form of Bill Gates and others who are out there making the same claims, going into Africa, sterilizing young girls, giving them contraception that they can't get out of their bodies. And all of this whole narrative, which I did discuss in my book, The Hidden Truth, is one reason why the abortion issue is so repulsive and should be repulsive to people who just even think about the concept of eugenics, racism, you know, what we did back in the day when we sterilized black people without their consent. We went into Puerto Rico, sterilized thousands of women without their consent. These are part of the same programs that Planned Parenthood came up with. And abortion and focusing on the minority groups, as I said, is nothing short of evil. Even if you just, despite the, you know, the fact that it's abortion, which is itself evil, what you're doing to these young women to convince them that this is not a beautiful baby within their womb. So, yeah, abortion is legal in Florida with the exceptions, with the life of the mother, with fatal fetal anomalies like trisomies, which, again, I'm not in favor of killing those babies, but it's on the books and you can get doctors to say, okay, even up to 24 weeks, this can happen. So anyone who says that the Florida law is dangerous is absolutely lying. And
all right.
Hey, guys, the biggest thing I got to say, Sandy, real quick,
yeah.
When you walk into that ballot box on November 5th or before then, if you're early voting, and you see Amendment 4 as limiting government interference, that's what I'm worried about with our libertarian friends out there. You know, this is not just about limiting government interference. They're trying to make it an easy win for them by saying that they're going to keep the government out of the exam room. Well, we need the government, or we need someone to be in there protecting these babies, as I just discussed, and that's what the Florida law does. And that, especially when you're talking about 7, 8, 9 month pregnancies, which I don't even want to describe at this hour in the morning. They're horrendous, and they do occur. And Kamala Harris acts as though they don't occur. They occur. We had 2,000 babies killed last year, and in Texas, in California and New York, these kind of abortions have taken off. You know, Sandy, we've had more abortions since Roe versus Wade was overturned on a daily basis than before.
I know that. I know that because of the abortion pill, right, which is, what, 60, 70% of all abortions right now?
Yeah. Oh, the chemical abortion is 62%. Yeah, the mail order miscarriage, as I call it, mail order miscarriage, absolutely reprehensible. These young women are going in at home. They're bleeding. Talk about the life of the mother. These women are coming into the emergency room in shock because they're bleeding so heavily due to their self-induced miscarriage, which, even though we have a six-week ban in Florida, they're mailing these things to women who have no idea how far along they are, and they call us. Thank God I get the phone calls through the abortion pill reversal hotline, which is another topic, and these women say, I don't want to take that second pill and go home and have a miscarriage. What woman in her right mind wants to do that? Yeah, it's such an easy thing for them to do. They mail it in. I mean, there's not even a doctor. The Florida, this abortion amendment doesn't even call for a doctor to be around for even a surgical abortion. It's just some healthcare provider that's not even described. Anyway, I can go on and on about the things in this law. The lack of parental consent for minors, 12, 13-year-old girls who don't even need consent from their parents. You know, you need consent for pretty much anything in a doctor's office, but not for an abortion. If this law goes through, it's gotta be stopped. It's gotta be. We're worried it's not. 60% in Florida seems like a big number for them, but they have got these commercials that are very deceptive about, as you say, the danger of this extreme Florida law. It's not dangerous.
That's why we're talking, Dr. Littell, and I can't tell you how frustrated I am that I don't see our side. Well, maybe I just am not seeing it. But I'm not seeing a lot of pushback, and that's why I wanted to talk to you. It's like we're in a vacuum here. And I want to read the amendment because I want people to understand they're going to go into the polls just in a couple of weeks here. It simply says, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Now, that sounds either that's how do you explain that? You is that not true?
Yes. Yeah. Well, first of all, they were smart. They know that the Florida Constitution requires for parental notification. That's a constitutional thing, but it's notification is far different than consent. Notification is just an email. Your child came in and had an abortion. You know, we just took care of her. Consent, obviously, is informed consent prior to a procedure. this idea of viability is frightening because there's no universally accepted definition for the viability of the baby. It could be when the baby is out of the womb at 9 months. Is that even a viable baby? You know, so they have left this concept of viability the way it was in Roe versus Wade, essentially. It was also very nebulous, which is why we had people committing abortions right up to the time of birth, even with Roe versus Wade. So, obviously we had a legalized abortion. So this is basically bringing us back to where we were and worse because, again, at least with Roe versus Wade, you had some parental requirements. You had laws on the books in states that could stand. What this Amendment 4 would do is take every law off the books in the state of Florida. The ultrasound requirement that you determine how far along the baby is would be waived. Parental consent is waived. Even just, they say anything that interferes with abortion would become illegal if this Amendment 4 passes. Interfering with abortion also means those of us who are out there and these wonderful counselors who are out there in these women's pregnancy centers encouraging women to consider other options for their baby, that could become illegal. They could shut down those pregnancy centers. They could shut down doctors like myself who have convictions. You know, it's first do no harm. I'm not going to harm a baby within the mother's womb. They could shut all that down as they've tried in California with Kamala Harris. She tried and she came very close to succeeding in shutting down every women's pregnancy center because she, as Attorney General, insisted that they counsel women about abortion in addition to adopting out or having the baby. And so they're like, you need to allow women to have that right. Well, we don't, you know, if they don't believe that child deserves to die, why would they be counseling those women? We're here to save lives, not to kill babies. And honestly, when you deal with women who are post-abortive, and I know you could talk about that forever, there's no way that any woman I've ever spoke to that has had an abortion is proud to have had her abortion, who is happy to have her abortion, who feels like at peace with her decision to have had an abortion. I have never known a woman that matches that description. So they lie to the women about what's going to happen to them down the road when they're trying to have their babies. You know, they finally find Mr. Right, hopefully, and they're realizing that they've destroyed one, two, three, or more. We've had women who've had 8, 9 abortions. And now, you know, I mean, God help us and save us. What they go through, I see it. So there's so many levels at which abortion is wrong. This amendment is deceptive, dangerous in itself, and it's going to make Florida the abortion capital of the world. We would become the number one tourist destination for people seeking abortion if this amendment passes.
And just to be clear, Dr. Littell, you know, it says the amendment language, you know, I'm familiar with this because I've been in the business, yeah, of talking about it for years and fighting it. But it will prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before a viability. No law shall prohibit when necessary to protect the patient's health. And let me just echo what you said. That was the same as Roe versus Wade. And patient's health means anything. It means what whatever that so-called health care provider says it is.
They could have an ingrown toenail that day or something. Who knows? Yes, yeah. It's very nebulous.
Yeah. All right. So this is Amendment 4. And this is happening in Florida. It's happening on Election Day. It'll be on the presidential ballot and all the other things you're voting for. And you're not hearing about it. And so I'm just telling you, residents of Florida, people who have family members in Florida, be aware of this. We are going to have to do our own work on this in order to not stop this from passing. And that's why I'm talking to Dr. Littell this morning. One last thing quickly, Dr. Littell. You always oversee a huge summit, which is not related to this, this is the fourth summit coming up in Ocala at the World Equestrian Center, and you're going to be featuring Dr. Ryan Cole, Stephen Hatfield, Pierre Corey, Kat Lindley, Robert Malone, Paul Merrick, familiar names because of the COVID incident. That's why I'm mentioning them. But this time, your emphasis is on first, do no harm, protecting our children, our families, and our medical freedom. Can you say a word about what the distinction is? Will it touch on COVID? Of course, is not the issue it was once. What is the thrust of this? Can you tell us in a word?
No, we're really going. It's like COVID and beyond. We've got Dr. Malone. I'm really excited about this on October 19th. If anybody hasn't got tickets already, please get them because this is the week it's really typically when the sales start going up. And every year we've exceeded what we should be having in the capacity, which is why we're at the largest facility this year at the World Equestrian Center. But it's well worth the price of admission just to hear Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology, discuss historically what happened with these shots, which are not really vaccines. And then we're going to have a big discussion about where it's heading. What other shots have we already adopted? The RSV vaccine, we're going to go into a lot of detail with that. We're going to talk about influenza. We're going to talk about protecting our children in a way that I have never spoken about in our conference. We're going to hit on really the eugenicist policies that have, you know, behind the shots, which do impair fertility. But also, you know, I've got one of the experts on the transgender movement, how it infiltrated our medical education, our medical system. Dr. Michelle Cretella, who is the president of the American College of Pediatricians, is coming on that. I've got a gentleman, Dr. Peter Chambers, Colonel Pete Chambers, who's been in Texas rescuing children of illegal immigration, discussing that. So the protecting our children piece, or protecting our children from vaccines across the board, which we're beginning to realize are very dangerous, hence the popularity of people like Bobby Kennedy Jr., who's been saying that for decades. You know, so we're hitting on our children. We're hitting on protecting our families. We're going to outline what's happened with COVID, where it's heading, why we can't get rid of even the word COVID. It's such an important buzzword for the left to try to get people to remain intimidated and fearful and to comply with government policies. And we're still seeing it. I've got a right now, just today, actually, I'm going to be talking to a young man who's trying to stay employed in a healthcare system that's mandating the shots still. So the COVID shots, we got our work cut out for us. This is going to be a good all-day-long conference. You go to prescribetruth.com or my own personal website, which is John Littell, MD, but prescribetruth.com to get the tickets and more information, which is coming out each and every day. We've had some changes in the lineup, but the main speakers are all coming and going to spend a wonderful day with us talking about issues that really matter to you, your children, your families, and to our country. As the election approaches, you know, we've got a lot on our plate, and I'm not confident that they're not going to pull something out to keep people fearful and not voting, you know, keep them away from the election booths.
Yeah. It's going to be, again, at the World Equestrian Center. That's Ocala is in horse country in Florida. It's beautiful. I usually go to this, Ocala, and I hope to be there this year, but I've been every year, and they're fabulous, just fabulous. So prescribetruth.com is the address. Okay, last question. How many patients do you have today, Dr. Littell?
Well, it's going to be a busy day, but I got my daughter, who's a family doctor, helping me, so we're going to probably see about 60, 65 people, and then by the grace of God, I have other doctors lined up. I mean, the prayers are being answered because I've been praying for more help. I can't do this anymore. I'm too old to work this hard. But I have patients who seek me out from all over the state of Florida. They're just looking for a doctor who's not going to really throw the same garbage at them that the healthcare system is lately, which is all these unnecessary shots, not allowing parents to make informed decisions about their families, their children. So I am blessed beyond belief with great patients, great employees, and I think I have some doctors coming to help me now and nurse practitioners, so and PAs. So, yeah, I'm not looking for business, that's for sure, but I'm looking to keep our country, make our country healthy again. You hear, make America healthy again. I'm all in on that one.
Okay, Dr. John Littell, always a pleasure, and we'll follow up a little bit after we say goodbye here to give people the website and all of that again, but have a great day and be a blessing as you always are. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. John Littell. Vote no on Amendment 4 and Florida Summit 2024 at prescribetruth.com. This is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN.
TIM plan. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
We're facing a time right now where, even in, during the election of 2024, there are many issues on the ballot in several states to make abortion legal for all 9 months. Oh, it doesn't say that, but it does say that with the language. They're removing parental consent. They are encouraging women to take the life of their babies. They're encouraging the distribution of the abortion pill. It's a sad situation we're facing. And I really honestly believe the best way to fight back is something redemptive. And something redemptive is showing the moms their babies in the womb. What could be more redemptive? What could be more beautiful? And you know what? It actually works. So if you'd like to help Preborn provide those ultrasounds, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. Hi, it's Sandy Rios, your old friend from the morning show. So many crucial and frightening events are unfolding before our eyes that we have decided to re-engage with the daily news on Sandy Rios 24/7, as we once did in the mornings. I want to invite you to come over to the podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, so that we can work our way through these difficult times together. Just go to AFR.net or any podcast platform. You can also find Sandy Rios 24/7 at sandyrios.com. And one more thing, a fun thing. My book, God's Velvet Hammer, is now on Audible. Sometimes listening is better than reading. I recorded it in my own voice, which makes it even more personal for all of you who know me so well. Audible books are available on Amazon.com. God bless each and every one of you for your faithfulness to Him. My prayer is that as we stand together in this battle, we can finish well.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Florida's Healthcare Administration has been publishing videos like this one. A woman can go to jail for having an abortion, which Amendment 4 advocates like Florida's Democratic Party chair are calling taxpayer-funded anti-abortion propaganda.
The state government is using every tactic in order to intimidate voters, whether it was the petition gatherers, petition signatures, or now misinformation propaganda and illegal usage of state resources and state taxes to take that amendment down.
DeSantis says the state agency, PSA, are providing, quote, accurate information. Now, Florida Representatives Maxwell Frost and Debbie Wasserman Schultz have asked the Department of Justice in a letter to investigate, quote, the Florida government's recent abuses related to Amendment 4, with just weeks to go until voters head to the polls.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. I swear, you know, I spent a good amount of my professional life in this arena debating pro-abortion leaders. Whether it was a National Organization for Women or NARAL, I did a lot of it. It always amazes me how clever they are. They really are. They are masterful liars and twisters of truth. That was the leader, I think, of this. I don't know her name, but that's the one you heard in those two NBC clips. I was just thinking, I was on with Patricia Ireland one time debating on television, and they actually then... They know how pro-life I am. They saw the clip, of course, and they actually made a contribution to Planned Parenthood under my name. And so you say, well, why would they do that? Well, because I was the head of Concerned Women for America, notably pro-life, and I think they were hoping, you know, that someone would see that I had made a donation to Planned Parenthood, therefore I am a hypocrite. So this is the kind of thing that they do. Meaning, deceptive, whatever it takes. I think, you know, Phyllis Schlafly used to say to me, Sandy, if they'll kill a baby, there's nothing they won't do. So I think that she's right. And so I just ask you to be very aware of the propaganda coming our way. That one of the things, they have this extensive web page where they talk about how they call it Florida's dangerous abortion ban threatens to jail doctors for treating their patients, bans abortion before many women even realize they're pregnant, has no real exceptions for rape, incest, and the health of the woman, forces women to wait until the brink of death to get care. This is silly stuff. Dr. Littell just addressed a lot of that in our conversation. They also include several quotes from doctors. Here's Dr. Grande from Florida. It says, as a doctor and as a Catholic, my duty and oath is to protect my patients. I believe in my faith, and I also believe in Amendment 4. You know, I don't think Dr. Grande knows the scriptures very well. He says, Jesus says, if you love me, if Dr. Grande loves him and honors him, Jesus said, keep my commandments. And that means you will not be in favor of abortion. There's a lot of them like that. It is very they're very powerful, very deceiving. And so that's why you and I have to speak out. And that's why I wanted to equip you with a knowledge of what's not true about that amendment. Remember, any healthcare so-called provider, doesn't have to be a doctor, can authorize these abortions. Remember when they say health of the mother, that's a buzzword for all 9 months. Listen, we went through that with Roe versus Wade, fought that battle over and over because people have been so deceived by that language. And then, of course, it includes the French abortion pill, RU486. Heaven forbid we should outlaw that. It's all kinds of abortion legalized, given permission by a so-called healthcare provider who does not have to be a doctor. It removes, as Dr. Littell said, parental permission. These are laws in Florida that will be superseded by an amendment to the Constitution. So I'm urging you to vote no on Amendment 4, and I'm urging you to tell others, share this podcast, take notes, share it in your own words, however you need to do it, but make sure people know the truth about Amendment 4. I want to thank our sponsors. Timothy Plan is a place where you can put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.